Welcome to Champagne Situations.
I'm Aubrey Bailey.
And I'm Hunter Fairbanks.
Pour yourself a glass.
And settle in
for this week's situations.
We're here and we're having our moment.
We are here for that moment.
So, anyway, we're going to have a couple moments, though, actually, because we got a lot to talk about. It's been a minute, and so let's go ahead and start out and jump on into it.
With little catch-ups.
What we've been doing, what the Housewives have been doing, and some sad, sad news.
Sad, sad news.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, news.
We'll just go ahead and talk about it. Real Housewives of Dallas will not be returning.
Yeah, that's sad news.
For this next season, at least, for now. But we'll hop on into that later. Some more details and stuff we have for you guys. But that's so devastating. But for now...
I never really watched it, but I know you were super devastated.
I just loved it. Yeah, I was devastated. So we have had some fun the past couple of weekends.
Yes, we went to the lake.
Yes, we've been out boating.
Boating and choking.
Yeah, boats and hoes. Boats and hoes. just kidding about the hoe part. No, we had a good time, though. We went out on the boat. We hung out on the lily pad. We tubed.
Okay, we did too.
We'll post the photos on our Instagram and videos. We have some
funny. My booty drank way too much water, tubing. I think I'm too old to tube.
I was so sore the next couple of days, I guess, from holding on and just like hitting the waves and stuff. I know.
It was fun.
I didn't realize I was old.
I know.
That's so funny.
We celebrated a really close friend's birthday, so happy birthday, Cheyenne.
Yes, happy birthday, Cheyenne. We had so much fun. We went to dinner. We went out. It was a lot of fun. We had some good laughs, good times, and some embarrassing moments.
I was embarrassed a few times. First of all, when we all get us together, we're always so loud. Like, we all have really big personalities.
Yeah.
And they were talking about showing pictures of buttholes and like yelling it. And I was just looking around at this sweet little woman and her son having dinner. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got immediately embarrassed because like, as soon as we stopped talking, it got dead silent in there. And I was like, oh Lord.
So, you know, everyone had been listening to our conversation, but you know, you don't think about it in the moment. We're having fun, you know, everybody's just laughing and these other two people were having a conversation at the end of the table, and there was like four or five of us at the other end, at the other end of the table, and we were laughing and going on. And so I said to the other two, I said, "We're here to have fun and talk, not look at pictures of people's buttholes."
Oh my gosh!
Because the other person was probably honestly showing pictures of people's buttholes. That's what he's known for. I'm just kidding. That's just a joke.
Also, she brought a little like sanitizer thing, spritz bottle full of tequila.
Yes, that was hilarious.
So we were like spraying tequila on our mouths. It was so funny.
People probably thought we were crazy, but I thought it was a perfect idea, and I thought it was super funny.
Fighting COVID, one tequila spritz at a time. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yes. Oh, that was so much fun. Going out like that too, like going out, like when we go out afterwards, that was so much fun. Just getting to go and dance and have a good time.
I fell over a drag queen.
Yeah. She kind of pulled you down almost. I don't know.
What was happening. I just knew I was like backing up type of thing, like stepping backwards, and I thought she was like on the ground below me, so like I just tripped over her.
She was like leaned over, like dragging her hands on the ground. I don't know what she was doing, but it
okay
was
she
hilarious.
Was being weird the whole night. Yeah. She was in lingerie, like a little like skirt, but she was in lingerie,
like
fishnets, underneath.
Yeah, but like,
and she was like lifting up the skirt, like grinding by herself, like giving people these eyes, and I was like, I don't like whatever.
And then she got into a fight at the end of the night and got kicked out. She was like flipping that girl off, getting in her face. Remember that?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I didn't see that she was with anyone either.
She wasn't. She got wild, though. She got wild and got gone.
Well, my ass fell over.
Security guards to get her out of there, but.
That was a lot of fun, too. I saw an old friend of mine that I used to work with when I lived in Fayetteville.
And that's always nice, getting to reconnect.
Yeah, it was so crazy because I haven't seen them in ages. And, like, it was cool to catch up with them. They got married, and he's still doing drag. That's so cool. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's not the same drag queen I fell over, though.
Different drag queen.
Anyway, so hilarious. Happy birthday, Cheyenne. We had a blast. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, we know you did, too. We know you did, too. So we love you, and we are so happy we got to celebrate with you. And we can't wait to do it again next time.
Cheers.
Oh, yes. Cheers to you, honey. And also in other news, we're going to welcome a new... I have a new son. His name is Chief. Chief Keef. Yeah. So he's grown. We've grown by one ferret in our family, and he's getting along great with his brothers and sisters, and he's so happy.
Yeah, he is cool.
Yeah, I'm just super so excited chill. For that. Yeah. He is very chill and house trained. But who is a house trained ferret?
I guess I'm just like overthinking it, but how do you even do that?
I know.
Luckily, like, you didn't have to go through that process.
No, I didn't. I just got him that way. It was like a blessing.
Yeah. So cool.
I was so glad. Because I was like, I don't want a nasty ferret. Because, like, I've always wanted a ferret, but I've heard they're gross. And I was like, oh, I don't want a gross one. And he's far from gross. Like, he's not nasty at all.
Yeah.
He uses a pad, and, like, we keep him clean. And
I forget he's there. Like, he sleeps a lot.
He's easier than a dog.
Yeah, he was easy. Yeah.
Speaking of dogs, oh, my gosh. We went on a little adventure last weekend. On this little, but it was a cute little trail. Honestly, it was a lot of fun. Our little walking trail we went on down by the lake and stuff.
It kind of made me sad because there was a lot of stuff like cut down and dead.
I know. I wonder if maybe they were redoing the area or something. Do you think?
I just feel like that kind of defeats the purpose of going hiking. You know,
like,
I mean?
leave all those trees up and just like put the trail through, like they were doing. Like, I didn't understand the point of ripping it down exactly. So.
But
wild, yeah.
It was a heat advisory and we didn't know it. So we just take our happy little selves and our dogs out on this trail.
Yeah, and we were like, we were out there getting it too. We realized, we're a long ways from the cars.
Yeah.
And it was almost a little too late.
We were all like super hot, super sweating, and the dogs were hot.
Yeah, we honestly didn't think about, I didn't think it was that hot, but.
We had to carry stuff. I don't think it was really that hot. It was just the humidity.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, ugh.
Yeah. But luckily, our dogs were able to get in the lake and cool off and stuff.
It was head deep in the thing.
Oh, he was. He was swimming around. He was having a good time. I know he gets hot with all that fur, though. Poor baby. I know he does. But him and Tyson always be having a good time, no matter what. You know?
Yeah.
Tyson sustained some injuries.
I know. We were just, like, walking, and I saw, crime junkie me.
Yeah.
I saw blood on the thing. I was like, somebody's bleeding. Somebody is bleeding.
We were like, what?
And then they were like, no. And then I was like, yeah, someone's bleeding. And then Tyson's little paws were bloody.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was like the heat or the water or the little sticks
I think it was all this,
go through.
Yeah, all that stuff cut down. See, just leave foliage normally.
Yeah, it was just like his little skin got scraped off. It was so sad. So he was laid up for a couple days healing.
He looks so cute with his little socks, though.
Yeah, oh, I'll have to post that photo. Yeah, he had we would doctor his little feet up. He was on antibiotics and had his little feet doctored up with his little socks on so he wouldn't chew and lick.
Bless him.
I know. We moved his little bed. Well, his little bed. He sleeps on a queen-size mattress. We moved it into the living room floor so he could be in there and lay and not struggle to move around.
But little cutie.
He's all healed up now, and he's back in his normal state, ramming through the fence and getting out and tearing wild.
I know. Every time Abel comes over now, he's always in your neighbor's yard, just taking a pee. He said, hi, Mom!
He's like, I'll be back in a minute. I know, our dogs act like they're too good to use that bathroom in the backyard now since they know how to get out. Tyson actually has to go out to the front and do it.
Abel will come to the front door like, I'm back.
Chicken peck it, yeah. Knocking. So funny. So funny.
I went hiking by the river, and so I went kind of like down towards the water.
Yeah.
So Abel and I went down these little paths, and there are like camps there.
Like homeless people?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, I know. I think I know what you're talking about, because on my way to work, I go that way, and they are little, I know sure, but there's like little trails and stuff, and we went and rode bikes over there. There was little pop-offs, and it's like, some of the places you can tell people bed down in, and some of the places look like maybe you just like hang out and stuff, but it's, I know what you're talking about. It's like beat down.
Well, there was like a full tent in there, and I was like, oh gosh.
I bet it is homeless people.
That's so sad.
That is sad. Ugh.
I just want to make
but
it
also scary.
That's what I was afraid of. I was like, oh gosh, I'm out here by myself. it's just me and Abel. Like, what if these people want to attack me for getting too close to their house?
I know. I would be scared.
But, and there was so much trash down there. It really upset me. So next time I go, I'm going to take some garbage bags and pick up some trash.
And some mace or something.
I think that'd be a good idea, actually.
Yeah, something. Some kind of sism or something. Like one of those keychains.
Yes,
things.
I want one of those.
Cass sells them down there at her little store. Yeah.
I need to go down there.
Chance and I popped down in there yesterday, and it was really cute. I'm getting one of those shirts from her that say, Creep It Real. I gotta go pick it up.
Cute.
It's super cute. I'm so excited for spooky season. I can't wait.
I know. I already got my, like, pumpkins out. I put my little fall door hanger out.
I know. I'm ready. I said, okay, September 1, I'm decorating for fall. Like, I'm ready.
I'm going to start. I'm just going to start putting little things out.
On the way over here, I said, where are the fall decorations? Are they in the attic or in the storage? I was like, I need them out.
So. I went and got a pumpkin spice latte the other day, and I was just so excited.
I saw one of those. It's like pumpkin spice cold brew with sweet cream or something. I saw a TikTok drink, so I want to try it. Yeah, I know. I love a good cold brew.
Are you ready to get in some housewives? We got a lot to go over.
Oh, I am ready because we do have a lot to go over. We've got like, 2 weeks to talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
The reason we kind of waited to do this episode is we wanted to see both sides or both episodes of Erica getting kind of interrogated.
Because it left too much of a cliffhanger at the end of last week for us to like bring anything to talk about.
Yeah.
So it was just better.
So. We're not good at communication, but anyway, that is why we did it. So this episode's a little late, but we wanted to know all the things that happened before we had opinions.
Yeah, we like to know the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So some of the facts.
So let's set it up. They had their little sister circle where they all really like expressed their concerns about Erica. Mm-hmm. Erica wasn't involved, obviously, but so, I mean,
they had all met at Dorit's house.
Yes.
They had returned back from vacation at Kyle's house. They're all meeting at Dorit's house because Sutton called a meeting.
Yeah.
Why she called a meeting at Dorit's house,
That's what has confused me this whole time, because I keep thinking Dorit called the meeting because it was at Dorit's house.
Me too, but it was Sutton wanting to use Dorit's house.
Like,
I mean,
why?
I know Sutton's between houses or whatever, moving out of Kyle's into her new house or whatever. Maybe that was why.
But still.
But don't just, like, if you're going to do that, do it somewhere common. Because if I would have been Dorit, that would have made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, because I would
why do you want to meet here without Erica under my roof? Erica will think that has something to do with me, and it doesn't.
Well, yeah. So, okay, they had that sister circle just kind of expressing their opinions, like fears, like we all have. Like, and I would be in that same boat.
Like we all have questions.
Right. And whether or not you want to admit it or not, you are associated with her.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you knew, whatever.
And when now that they're asking to pull rec, like they're asking Bravo and production to help, like, and they're pulling stuff, some of these housewives may get into a little trouble there on their own. Who knows what they might have said or what's been caught on camera that they don't want out there and now might be brought out there.
I just feel like Real Housewives is turning into true crime, so yeah. I am living for it.
I know. It's, like, so crazy. It just makes me nervous.
So, they had... Okay. After the sister circle, Kyle invited everybody over for dinner.
Christmas dinner. Which I have some things I'm talking about that, mainly about Kathy, but carry on.
Okay, one of my favorite parts the funniest part to me was when Kyle was like talking to production. She said, "Don't make it look like this girl's doing all the cooking. Yeah. I did all of this."
Yes. That was so funny. But yeah, so they have everyone over to Kyle's house for Christmas dinner, and that's the first time that they've seen Erica since they've returned from vacation.
Yeah.
Since all the big blow up and Garcelle leaving and Erica leaving. And
this is also the first time we've seen Teddy since she got fired last season.
Yeah. Well, she didn't miss her.
But in all honesty, she didn't really get a fair chance. She didn't get to interact. This was all about
Erica. And I was
glad
that Teddy, now that Teddy's not even on the show, she like stood up and made a statement about, you know, she was like, listen, like we have to, we're all wondering stuff, but until... Otherwise, we have to listen to what she's saying and be her friend. Like, you know, and that, I thought that was case in point right there.
I think she did have a good point with that, too.
I did, too.
And at that point, Erica had not been charged with anything. Now she's being sued for...
$25 million.
It is $25 million. So at that point, nothing had really been directed towards Erica.
Right.
But also, like, these housewives were so gung-ho, like, oh, I would say this to her face as soon as she came in.
Right, and then all of a sudden they're like, no one is so-and-so to have a backbone.
I think, okay, the, everybody's
Where
talking-
were we the other day?
Right.
Like, it's like, okay, calm down.
Well, you can clearly tell she's not herself.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I have opinions about that. We'll talk about it at the end. I feel like Dorit, she may have been pushed to give her opinion, maybe, But yeah. I do feel like she's still kind of stated her concerns, but also, like, also let her know that I see you, I'm still your, like, this sucks
I'm
for
still
you.
Your friend. Yeah.
Because if that were you, I would be like, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, but also I wouldn't be saying, well, I went to my husband and boy George, and I asked him what I should do, and then sentence, well, I asked legal opinion, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't have said that to her at the same time, because that makes her uncomfortable when she needs, like, friends, you know? But at the same time, like, you're like, okay, well, I didn't seek an attorney's advice to be your friend.
Well,
but also, it comes out, now that Sutton offered Erica money.
For what?
To leave. Like, if she needed a cushion, like, or to fall on or anything, Sutton was going to give her the money. Because Sutton's like, that's something I learned when getting divorced, is always have someone you can count on. Like, you have
So before all this came out?
I think so.
So maybe that's why she was so...
like, trying to get everything in order because she didn't want to look guilty for offering Erica money. It makes sense, yeah.
I mean, I get it, but also, like, I don't know. We don't know.
We don't.
But it's not looking good. No. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, I'll get...
The one thing I love is Sutton asked the hard questions. Those are questions that we have had all along this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked the hard questions. I mean.
She broke it down.
She did.
She just put it out there. So.
What's your opinion?
Innocent until proven guilty.
I agree.
I don't know what to believe, but I hate to not like her. I want to like her still so bad. But at the same time, if you're guilty, But, like, I was innocent until proven guilty.
I mean, just look at all of the, like, all the memes of her, or, like, everything looking back. Like, it's expensive to be me. Like,
I know.
She's literally flaunting it. So, like, if she is guilty to me, it's just
going
to
look real bad.
It's going to really turn me off.
Mm-hmm. But in that next episode, though, that we watched, I felt so bad for her when she was like, I haven't lived alone in 30 years. I don't like being alone. It honestly made me feel sad for her. Not sad for her that she was so bored that she felt like she had to clean her house, but sad for her that she didn't have any, like, friends and stuff to, like, hang out. Like, she felt like she was alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, that made me sad that she was alone and depressed about that. Like, I get that. And
yeah.
I like that.
I have a TikTok to show you of her.
Oh my god, about the one. Oh my god, I'm gonna die if it's that one. Is it the single mom?
Yes!
Lord, oh my god.
She's wiping down the counter.
Yes, I love that. That's so funny.
Okay, one thought I had was, when we were watching this, it was, imagine getting dressed up to your own freaking funeral.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, she was getting roasted, like, this is her social funeral.
Yeah, like, it's like, okay, we had this Christmas dinner to, like, you're the main course.
Yeah.
We're gonna
our meat roasted.
Yeah, like, we're done. Like,
interrogated and roasted.
I know. Like, she could even enjoy herself there. When she walks out and she's sitting in her car, I laugh so hard because I saw Mimit said, Erica, determining how much the gift is worth from Dolce & Gabbana that Garcelle gave her.
to sell it
for money. I guess
I choked. I wasn't expecting that. That's so funny.
I know.
So what else happened at the dinner?
That was kind of it. Like, it just went on and on about that. And
yeah,
then, you know, but what I thought was so funny is that Kathy walks in and she's like, oh, I'm about to have a gorilla.
Oh my god, I know.
She's like, I'm trying to put 10 pounds in a 5-pound bag. And she's just going on Miss Drama, Miss Dramatic in there, scurrying around with that huge Valentino bag. I was laughing at her so hard.
Oh, I know. She was really funny. And, okay, something that super annoyed me was Dorit not being able to get into the door. I say not being able to get in the door in quotes, because I don't believe that.
Yeah, everyone else was able to get into the door and all of a sudden she's like, hello, click, 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 hello.
Someone I'm here.
Open the door. Kyle, what's wrong with your door? It was such just like a drama thing, I think, for her. But she wanted to make an entrance, and she was hoping probably someone would open the door and serve her champagne. Hello? We're in the middle of a pandemic. You know, she had to have limited staff at the party. Yeah. Like, duh.
Yeah. So, apparently, like, they kind of tease next episode, and we really get to see Kathy and... Oh, okay, hold on. We get to see Kathy talking to Kyle about the American Woman and how she felt about that.
Right.
So, I'm really excited for that. But one thing that really stuck with me was, of this week's episode, was when they asked
Kathy. Oh, I know what you're going to talk about. Yeah. I wrote it down in my notes, too.
When she was crying, because they were like, how do you feel about not talking to Kyle for so long? And she was like, it was a wasted time.
Like,
so
not like, being together for 10 years.
It wasn't worth it. And, like, that totally really put a lot of things into perspective for me. Like, she was just crying, and I was like, that's so sad.
It is sad. Like, 10 years you didn't see your sister, talk to her, relationship with her.
For something that, and I really think Kyle's heart was in a good spot when she, like, that was her experience. Like, even as siblings, your experience with your parents aren't going to be the same as your
and even
as someone
like Kyle said, she's like, it even says in there, inspired by. So Kyle's like, yeah, not everything's accurate. Some of the stuff is more drama. It's a show. Like, it's inspired by our lives, Kathy. It's not a documentary. Like, you know.
Well, and Kyle knows good TV.
Yeah, exactly. So she would know how to get it started and keep it going. Like,
yeah. Which, speaking of Kyle, before we move on to Salt Lake.
Well, we have to talk about the Lisa Rinna, the Rinna Beauty launch party.
Oh,
still.
Yeah. We didn't talk about that. I forgot about that.
Yeah. That, okay. That Crystal hosted for her. But anyway, yeah. So, but they, and then, so yeah, that episode ends with Kyle going over to Kathy's house and the meat and chicken salad off of TV trays with roses.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I love that Kathy's telling her chef, she's like, don't put a lot of mayonnaise in there because Kyle likes to watch her beautiful figure. She didn't want, like, a lot of mayonnaise and a lot of fatty stuff in it. That was hilarious. Kathy watching out for her sister. But I was just glad that they got to reconnect there and get out what they felt and, you know, talk about that stuff. But, yeah, same episode. Moving on, we have Rinna Beauty launch party at Crystal Minkoff's.
Which was beautiful.
It was beautiful, but why is Crystal hosting a launch party for Rinna Beauty?
That's what was confusing to me. I thought that it was Lisa hosted it because it was her company launching the whatever.
Me too. And then she said, Crystal wanted to have this for me. I'm like, why did Crystal want to have? I mean, I guess maybe
she did a great job.
She did do a great job. And I maybe because she's a new housewife and thought, okay, this is a way for me to get all the ladies up here for like Lisa, who can give me a little, you know, love and support or something. Yeah. You know, like, it's good to have a seasoned housewife on your side.
Well, yeah.
So maybe there was a little gameplay in that, but I hate to admit that. But I will say she did look beautiful. Crystal did look beautiful.
Everyone did. And she looked so classy in that dress. With a little, pink. It was very
it was like
soft
light pink,
pink.
But with
that
darker pink outline and the little bow sleeves were
Kyle
adorable.
Disappointed me with her fashion. It reminded me of 2000s, like.
I didn't get the black flowy like sundress with the witch boots.
Yeah, she looked the
and
worst
the little
at
silver
the party.
Buckle bell. I didn't understand that at all. Yeah. She did look bad.
Sutton looked great. She had that little button thing, like a little pantsuit type.
But it was like pink with red flowers, mm-hmm. and she had that little Kelly Birkin that was the darker red. I didn't really care for Rinna's Versace pants with the Versace belt with the Versace shoes. It reminded me too much of that Versace Jen Shaw look, and I don't care for that anymore now that Jen Shaw's wore it.
Honestly, yeah. Talk about true crime.
She's in some crime.
I cannot wait to talk about that season.
Gosh, that's going to be so good.
Give me a second while I look up their outfits. I need a refresher.
Okay, but I will talk about this while you're doing that. Why does everyone hate on Dorit for talking so much? What is wrong with talking?
Well, it's rude when you just talk on and on and on and on and not let anyone else have an opinion.
But if you're asking questions and you're explaining yourself,
okay, but
and
you
it
need
might
to know.
Take a little long time.
I know, get it, but you need to know.
I know, but what I thought was so funny about that was Kyle said, don't ask Dorit anything. If you ask Dorit, it's a train, it's a plane, it's connecting flight. She said, you ask her what time it is, she tells you how to build the clock. She's like, it's just easier not to ask Dorit a question.
Yeah.
But as a friend, you don't want your friends to tell you, they talk too much. But I would tell you what, the fights at the Lisa Rinna launch party were crazy with Garcelle screaming F-U, F-U, F-U.
Yes!
I was like,
okay, Kathy looked beautiful. I just pulled it up.
But why was she carrying two purses? She literally had a tote bag and then smaller, like...
She need one for aesthetics.
and one for her stuff.
Yeah, I can relate.
That's hilarious.
But also, Erica looked beautiful in this Lisa Rinna launch party. Dorit looked like a little dominatrix.
I did not like that. She looked like she was wearing seatbelts.
A little bit. But
too many zippers and too many buckles.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were even laughing about how hard it was to put on the show. They were laughing about how hard it is to get her into it because of all the zippers and straps and having to make sure everything's fastened.
Say what you want about Dorit, but she still
looks good.
My heart. I love her.
She always looks good. That's for sure. Something I want to know, is Garcelle a gaslighter?
I don't know.
Or is she just a shit stirrer?
Here's one thing I really admire about her is she was the only one of the housewives to talk about the victims. And that's really what's at core here with the Erica issue. But yet she made it about her. She did kind of make it about her. But also, like, maybe that's just, like, her personal connection. But I get it. Yeah. I get what you're saying. I don't know. I think she saw the opportunity to really ask hard questions, and she did. I mean.
Could be.
I don't know.
But she does it to all the housewives.
She does kind of do she it, yeah.
She comes for all of them. She does it to Sutton. How are you rich? Where did your money come from? How did this
she
happen?
She did that. She did.
She comes for Dorit all the time with her little jabs and pokes and comments. And the thing is, she knows she does it. Like, she admitted to it. She's like, I know
okay.
I do it.
She
tried to come for Kyle last season. Yeah. With the racist stuff and the comments about the not paying in and all of that.
Yeah.
But she tries to come for every housewife. And, I mean, I wouldn't miss her if she wasn't on the show. She doesn't bring much to it for me. I think she's
maybe she has a guard up.
I think she's overrated.
I really like her, and I think she's...
And she brings on a lot... She, like, brings on a lot of hate to the show, I think. And a lot of just, like...
I just think she has a guard up, and she's scared to let these women in. So, to me, that's where all that comes from.
Like, maybe do you think she feels a little bit threatened? Because she maybe feels like she has less than them, or...
Well, and also, that group is called the Fox Force 5. So, yeah. To me, maybe she feels a little left out. She's got to prove herself. And I think that's with her, Sutton, and Crystal this season.
Well, they're proving it, that's for sure. By distancing themselves.
Well...
And by what's shown on film, by what they said. Like, they said this proves who her friends are. Because you've known her longer, you're her friend.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure, but...
But the way they did kind of we're here for you, Erica, you're lying if you're saying you're not worried about it. This is a huge deal, and you have been connected to her for, 5-6 years? You know what I mean? So, I think it was necessary for her to call them out in that way.
Yeah. And do you think, Dorit said, do you think Garcelle is bullying Dorit, or do you think she's just coming after her? Either way, I could see it being bullying, too, because she's literally constantly coming after her. Garcelle's constantly coming after Dorit.
Is Dorit an easy target? She lets things happen like that.
Yeah. Maybe she likes the drama, you think? I'm not sure either. But either way.
I don't feel like I clicked my pen this time.
Maybe not. I don't know if I heard it. Cheers to that.
Cheers. Oh my gosh. I taught.
I can't stop sneezing.
I did just write. Okay. So I taught a preschooler how to cheers on accident.
Oh Lord.
We got these little pineapple thing, juices. And I was my first thought obviously was, this would be good with some tequila. And then I was like, cheers to this preschooler. And he was like, cheers.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
So hopefully he doesn't go home.
Learning what cheers is.
Okay, so I am so excited to talk about the new season of Salt Lake coming.
That trailer had me so, so, so
excited.
I'm excited to have a watch party too at Martha and Tamara's.
Oh my gosh, I know. At the Manor, it's going to be so cute.
I know
how
it is going to be. I'm super pumped. We're going to have our Vita tequila.
Yes.
But, oh, I'm so pumped. Is Mary a cult leader? I don't know. Is Jen Shaw a fraud? I don't know. Is Meredith Marks engaging? Yes, she is. And I'm super excited. Pumped.
I think she held back. She watched the dynamics of the group. Her now she's season. Ready to talk.
She's one of those who doesn't. She's going to be one of those people who has strategic moves because she's very sophisticated and very chill and laid back. And she moves when she knows it's the right time, I think. So I'm very excited to see how she goes in this.
I am excited too. We have two housewives in true crime drama.
Yes, we do.
What's her name? Jen Shaw. Demon hands to me.
Yeah, demon hands Jen Shaw for her fraudulent activity over ripping off people's grandmas. And then we have Mary Crosby who gave shit to minors.
Well, I think the minor, from my understanding, the minor ran away.
It had to do with her son. I read in a, but that's coming from the blog. Apparently, the son's girlfriend had ran away to one of Mary's properties and stayed there where they were drinking and partying.
Did Mary know?
I don't know. I'm anxious to find out.
Either way, though, I've heard a lot about that church being a cult.
I have too.
And I think it could be.
And she was into all that drama last season, too, you know, when she was apparently telling them, you're poor, give me your money, or whatever.
Yes. I think that's where, like, the investigation kind of started.
God wants you to buy me this Chanel.
And I think that's where the problem with religious things come from. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that have been. Yeah. But also on the flip
churches and Christianity.
Yes. Yeah. On the flip side of that. Lost my train of thought.
On the flip side of that, it got flipped over too. I'm just kidding. Anyway, I wonder. I know, so I'm anxious to see what happens. I'm super excited for Lisa Barlow.
Okay, on the flip side of that, these women have signed up to show their lives. So if you're going to go on national TV, you need to make sure that you and your background are squeaky clean.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you can't.
Yeah, you can't have more skeletons in your closet than they do at Spirit Halloween. Like, that's just not.
Speaking of Halloween, I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm pumped for spooky season. I can't wait. It's going to be. Can't wait for our annual Halloween party. You know, we always have our Halloween party, so I'm super excited for that.
I've got a plan for me and Abel. It's going to be cute.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I told Chance, I said, I know what I want to be this year.
Okay, we're not going to tell you on camera, but...
I know. Mine is going to be so hilarious. We'll let y'all know who we are. We'll post photos, you know, coming up. But mine is going to be so funny. So, I'm super excited for Halloween.
Do you have anything else to say about Housewives of Salt Lake City?
Just that I'm excited and I can't wait.
I'm excited to see how it all plays out this season.
It's just a couple more weeks, September the 12th.
I'm excited to see Whitney let loose.
Me too. Me too. Yes, she's going to be releasing all her little...
She's a little freak.
Yes, yeah, she's a little freak. She's going to be releasing all her little freak shows.
So excited for that. Okay.
I know. I'm trying to check my emails, and it's not working. Why?
Okay, so you're pretty sad about some news that has to do with Bravo.
Yeah. They won't be bringing back Real Housewives of Dallas, and I'm super, super bummed about that. And I'm just so sad, and I don't know what we're gonna do. I'm hoping it'll return. I know that there was some test filming going on, and there was gonna be some new housewives come on, and I just think with all the past drama that they had, with all like the racial issues and just like everything being so dark the past couple of seasons, maybe they've decided not to, you
like
know,
let it have a breather.
Yeah, letting commitment be a little more lighthearted and a little more fun, like it was but I don't know, we'll see. And I just hope that there is something to return there, because we really did have some good housewives on there, and it was really, I mean, I thought it was really good franchise. So, but I am devastated about that. I've been in mourning about it. But I know I've been talking to a friend about it on the show, and we'll just see what happens. So we'll figure it out. Time will tell. Only time will tell. Only time will tell. You know, like Dorit would say. She'll tell you how to build the clock if you ask. She'll tell you all about her looks. She'll tell you all about everything. But, so.
I think that's all we have for you this week.
those are our fiascos. Those are our situations. Those are the housewife situations. And I still can't get my email to load up.
Thanks for joining us. We had so much fun hanging out with you guys.
We did. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, baby. Cheers.